This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Colorado Springs Police Department and the El Paso County Sheriff's Office Joint Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, along with Homeland Security, have arrested 12 people following a summer-long undercover operation. Colorado Springs Police say that the charges include internet luring of a child, sexual exploitation of a child, attempted sexual assault on a child, soliciting for child prostitution, stalking, unlawful possession of a controlled substance. All 12 people arrested live in El Paso County. You can see a list of those individuals and pictures of the bad guys at KRDO.com. Police in Canyon City are asking for your help to find a missing person. Officials say that Dustin Martinez ran away from his home yesterday morning. Martinez is described as 5'10", 140 pounds. Long, dirty blonde hair and hazel eyes. If you have any information on Martinez's whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Canyon City Police Department. A Colorado Springs alternative high school is facing staff cuts due to declining enrollment. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has that story.
The principal of the community prep school said this week that at least seven of his school's 25 full-time staff members could lose their jobs. The exact number of positions to be cut will be determined next week when a count of the number of students in class will be held. The board of the school will lay off the needed number of teachers and could pay severance to those affected. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Investigators say a Colorado Springs police officer was justified fatally shooting a man armed with a knife last year. According to 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office, Michael Pantoja was shot four times after he lunged at an officer with a knife. Authorities say that he broke into a residence on Heard Street and was trying to enter the homeowner's room when officers arrived at the scene. One of the officers reportedly shot a taser before the shooting happened. A bank robber is on the loose today after holding up a bank branch off of InterQuest Parkway on the north side of Colorado Springs. Police were called to the bank when it was held up just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The crook demanded the teller hand over some money. They took some cash. Police aren't saying how much or when that suspect fled the area. No description has yet been provided and nobody was hurt. A two-time robbery suspect sits in jail today. 34-year-old Dennis Triggs is in a Pueblo County jail. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says that they arrested him near a department store yesterday in connection with two robberies. The first robbery happened yesterday in connection with that store at JR's Country Store in Pueblo's area on September 18th. The second at the U.S. Bank in Pueblo. That happened in Pueblo West on September 26th. And other news, boat owners are scrambling after learning what was an imminent threat of electrocution at the North Shore Marina at Lake Pueblo. The marina is now permanently shut down. The marina's operator was notified 2 hours before the power shut off on Wednesday concerning news for boat owners like Suzanne Perrion.
We're very concerned that we have no power. And that there is no active plan that's been communicated to slip holders to restore that power. So all of our boat systems and what we're paying for as a slip owner depends on having that power to be able to connect to our boat systems.
There's no time frame on when the power will be restored. And finally, an investigation is underway after Boulder County mistakenly sent a $238,000 check to a fraudulent account. The county said today that one of the county's vendors experienced a cyber attack which allowed hackers to access information from the vendor to create a spear phishing email. The email to the county appeared to be from the vendor, which led the check being incorrectly sent to the fraudulent account.
Few spotty showers and storms are possible across the Pikes Peak region early this evening. No widespread severe weather expected. This is all courtesy of a reinforcing shot of cooler air, which will come through just in time for the weekend. Temperatures will be dropping into the 60s and 70s for Saturday and Sunday, with plenty of sunshine in the forecast. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.